Stephen Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the five best places to sell land online.
I wonder how different our lists are going to be.
I wonder too. I do know this for sure.
Ready?
They've changed over the years, the places to sell land, and they'll change over the next few years.
You know, just like everything.
Yeah.
That, I swear, that's like the number one thing that's on my mind all the time is that whatever it is, it's going to change tomorrow. And if you can't roll with the punches, I don't care what business you're in, you're not going to make it.
You know, I ask myself that all the time. Like, am I changing enough?
I am. My hair's darker.
Like, am I changing enough? Am I eating too much?
Am I changing?
Am I exercising enough?
I don't know. Am I wearing the same shirt too? I just am I changing enough? That's good.
Am I drinking too much?
You do have 10 of these,
it's an endless list of. I wonder if this is going to be okay. Are we
doing
enough deals? Do you do this, Todd?
No.
You don't?
No, I do not have this conversation with myself.
I do it all the time.
That's a good thing.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and I'll tell you this. It's multi. There's a lot of questions in there, so any numbers in for us.
All right. Be ready.
I'm going to answer. We should answer them as we go.
Okay, all right. Stephen K. asks, I'm gearing up to mail to lots with mobile homes, but I need to nail down how to price, as information I've heard on podcasts and Thursday online meetings has left me with some holes and in knowledge of that. So number one, if the home is newer, do you add value to the lot? I know 1976 and older cannot be financed through HUD, so generally they are without value. But if newer, I would think most owners expect a value to be given that includes the home.
Like with every single mailer, this is no exception. You can't please everybody. Like throwing a hook in the water, you can't expect the lure that you're going to use is going to work on every single type of fish.
Right.
So while you're fishing for bass, with the lure or whatever bait you're using, there's a lot of other fish down there that are just going to swim right by. Here's how I mail mobile homes, and I say it right in the mailer. We would like to buy your property, your mobile home lot, and the price is for the real estate, the land. So our data set doesn't include how great or not great the actual mobile home itself is or the age, so which is true. Mm-hmm. We don't have mobile home data. It's personal property. It's not real data, real property. So I very simply explained to them in one or two sentences that this is an offer to buy the land. It's shocking the response that you're going to get. Go ahead, Jill.
Number two, do you price an infill lot like 10 to 12.5% of what builders are selling new homes for, even though utilities are typically already in?
So if it's an infill lot for mobile homes, and I think that's what you're asking,
right?
That's about right.
Mm-hmm.
We try to, you know, for example, in Arizona, the mobile home properties that we buy are between $5,000 and $10,000, which I think is a generous offer. We probably could get away with paying less,
right?
But it's based on the new replacement cost sale price that we know we can get.
Thank you. Three, does the lot size and whether located in a park where the lots are not leased have a big impact?
Yeah, massive impact. In fact, I've never sent a mailer, and not sure I will anytime soon, for owned a separate APN properties in a mobile home park. There's a chance we could do that, but that's not how we do it. There's enough to go around where we do this to send mailers on like neighborhoods of mobile homes.
Four, does title elimination and how that may impact assessed value have any bearing in the offers and negotiations?
I don't know what that means, do you? Title elimination?
And how that may impact the assessed value. If titles...
Oh, you mean the title of the mobile home itself?
Maybe.
I'm not sure what that means. At least we're both failing here.
Exactly. This would be a great thing. If we're not getting number four, we got all the other ones. We're not getting number four. Bring it up on Thursday and we'll address
it. Yeah, that's perfect.
Five. Since House Academy is also using a simple one-page purchase agreement, it's a two-page offer thing that goes out, campaign, but it's a one-page offer purchase agreement contract, I would also... guess, is it the same thing being used for mobiles?
it's a two-page, like Jill just alluded to, it's a two-page mailer. Yeah. The first page is a kind of a cover letter that says, bang. It says, hey, Mrs. Jones, we would like to buy your property for $8,000or whatever. And we got your name as a matter of public record.
Here's who we are.
Here's who we are. And then the second page is an actual purchase agreement. So does that, for House Academy, Land Academy, mobiles, and even apartments, it's all the same. The content of that cover letter is different. Like I said, you got to tailor some stuff for mobile homes.
Yep. I was going to say, too, I've noticed some one-pagers coming in, and I'm not feeling it. And how I notice it is I'm getting them in the mail for people to buy our properties. And it just doesn't have the same effect. It's just a purchase agreement. And I swear it takes some of the professionalism and some of the explanation out of it by not doing that first nice introductory with your address on it, maybe a letterhead, and it's signed like, hi, here's who I am, here's how to find me, here's my backstory, you know, how long I've been in the industry, something like that, which goes, oh, okay, all right, this is who you are sending me a letter. Now I go to page two and, oh, here's your offer for me with a purchase agreement. That just makes so much sense. I just want to bring that up.
When you start out in this business, you have to be very money conscious. In fact, if you're in the 25th year of this business like we are, you have to be money conscious. But still, I will tell you right now, there's a lot of places to save money. Mail's not one of them.
Right.
It's so compelling to sit here and think about sending out postcards because they're so much cheaper. It doesn't work. Right. It does not work the way sending a mailer out. We have designed O2O so that two-page mailer that we have a tremendous amount of consistent, predictable success with is the same price as a one-page mailer. So you're not saving any money.
Yeah.
So why would you send out a one-page mailer? Why would you get creative with this in the beginning of your career?
And when, by the way, I want to say
when
it's
we know
down
this is
to
what works.
Like around 55 cents, it's a no-brainer. You can't lick a stamp for that.
No, it's not
going to
be cheaper.
And pay for the paper. And pay for the ink. And pay for the envelope. No way.
You know, the reason we can do this so cheap is because we have a bulk mail license and a tremendous amount of staff and all kinds of money coming in for doing real estate deals. So take advantage of it. These one-page mailers are either because people are lazy or they're using a printer or they're learning from somewhere else and it's trying to save money.
Trying to save a nickel and...
Saving money on a mail or data will end your career.
I mean, it's smart, but save the mail with the right company that's doing exactly what you need. I hope we're saying the same thing.
You know
what you shouldn't skimp on? Jewelry. That's another thing.
I thought you were going to say, there's nine other things I thought you were going to say.
How much do you think I was going to say?
I don't know, like education or...
No, I'm getting right to that. Cut to the chase.
You know, that's actually true. There's a big difference between full cut diamonds and like diamond chips that you find like at Sears or something like that. And I'm not knocking Sears.
You're going to get your value back.
I love Sears. I'm a frequent flyer there. I'm just not the best place to buy jewelry. That's
Thank
all.
Thank you.
Today's topic is not jewelry. Today's topic, the five best places online to sell your land. This is the meat of the show. Take it away, Jill.
Oh, I get to go first?
Yeah, because I think that, I haven't seen your list, but I'm guessing ours are different.
Okay. And yes, I did write it down. I totally have a list here. So, all right. So here's what I think of the five. And like Stephen said, this has evolved from us doing this business in the last couple of years. And it's going to evolve even more again. And I just thought of one right now that's not on my list, but we'll see if you bring it up.
Yeah.
So when I originally sat down, here's my first things. Number one is land selling sites. Well,
only for rural vacant land. Go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is just
for land.
Vacant land?
Yes.
And only if you do it right.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Say
That wasn't on my list.
Well, that's fine. This is my list. And you know what? I'm not going to your list. I might you if you keep that up.
What do you mean it's land selling sites? Like land and watch?
Yes.
Land farm? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, I do agree with that.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
Here's my number one. Land selling sites like land watch, land and farm. We have one. It's land pin. I'm sure there's going to be a new one around the corner in a month. You know, you never know. That's good. This number two, five best places to sell land online, your site. Why not? You should start there. Number three, social media. When I say social media, I mean all over. I mean, don't leave it out. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
Facebook groups.
So all those things, groups, Facebook Marketplace. You know, every little thing. When I say YouTube, too, it's a great place to make a video about your land. You're going to make a video anyway, showcasing your land, I hope, if it's that good, you know, and you have, and put it in your posting, have a video link. But you could also drive traffic to your land selling site on YouTube. So that's perfect. Number four, large online retailers, such as eBay, Craigslist, things like that. And then number five is the MLS. Thank you.
You know, I honestly...
And I'm done.
I can't improve on that. I think the whole point of this, where you're really going to shoot yourself in the foot, is focusing on one venue.
True.
And the other thing, too, and if this is really kind of the takeaway from this whole thing, it's very, very specific to the product type that you're selling. Infolots should immediately get listed on the fixed price MLS. If you've done all your work and they're buildable, they'll get snatched up in a minute. If it's rural vacant land, you should really develop a good website. If that's what your focus is, use Landio, LANDIO.com. He's a member, Tori's a member of ours, and he's just done a bang up, remarkable job of selling his own property on his own site.
Right.
One of the things that Jill did leave out, and I'll leave it on this, I'll leave it at this, is developing your own buyer base email list by doing an ebook or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell more property there than anywhere else, rural vacant land.
That's a great way. I mentioned your site, but that's a great way to drive people to your site. So a lot of these things, too, like when I say social media or like eBay, Craigslist and everything, some of these I want the goal to be just to drive them to your site.
You know, we have the luxury of developing a database, a buyer database from completed sales from like back to 1999. So we've got tens of thousands of people that get an email from us when we buy a property, even sometimes when we're not even done doing the deal, and it gets pre-sold with rural vacant land specifically. So they're resellers and all members of Land Academy and all that stuff. That's the best case scenario. Yeah. But Jill and I are very conscious of the fact that it takes years to develop.
Right.
So we'll start now, but use those other venues to sell it property immediately.
Exactly.
MLS is really picking up steam.
In the
last year or 2 years, you know, if you have listened to Land Academy show and early on, we were just sticking our middle finger up to real estate agents and the MLS and all of it. And now we're kind of doing backpedaling a little bit and working with in that system.
Right. Like we don't necessarily use agents, but we use the MLS.
Yeah.
And you can use a service provided by your broker and agent like we do, and that will get you on the MLS. And just a flat rate thing, you don't pay a commission. So we could talk about that more another time.
Hey, we know your time is valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for the episode called Why Land Resellers Buy From Us.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. How are you doing this morning, Jill?
Okay, I got to say, when you said, but for land, I thought, did he think we're doing the House Academy show?
No.
Like, that's what I thought.
I was just joking.
And then I'm going, am I on the right show?
You know what? It was my failed attempt at a joke.
Oh.
That's all it was.
Okay, good.
It had nothing to do with the
I really had to think, going, no, we're doing Land Academy right now. I don't know what's okay, good. Hey, speaking of Land Academy, by the way, if you or someone you know
what the heck?
Would like to be a member of Land Academy, I'll tell you right now, there's a special going on for like 3 more days. So go check it out, landacademy.com. Oh, and by the way, wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.